Welcome, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly. Once again, time for the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas Show. That's right, for the next hour, you and I will listen to some of the best in acoustic and bluegrass Christmas music. We'll take a look at the history of Christmas, some of the facts, and above all, enjoy our time together in this season, Christmas and New Year's. Well, I know everyone's going to be going home, or you are home for the holidays, and we hope you have a very Merry Christmas. So we're going to begin with a song that talks just about that, with the Queen of Bluegrass. It's called Christmas Time at Home. So let's begin, my friends. Once again, Merry Christmas to you all from the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas Show. That's brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee, and 615 Entertainment Agency, also of Nashville, Tennessee, and Little Rock, Arkansas. Here comes the Queen of Bluegrass to begin the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas Show.
Flying home for Christmas, it's been planned for several months. I count the days because I just can't wait to see the sights of home. Growing ever anxious as I watch the falling snow, my mind begins to travel to a time so long ago. Like popcorn strings and handmade things, socks hanging on the mantle, turkey bacon decorations, hand-dipped candy apples. Of a place and happy time, our faces all aglow, as we pray to God for blessings on our Christmas time at home. Travel home for Christmas and enjoy the simple things, like candy canes and handmade things, socks hanging on the mantle, turkey bacon decorations, hand-dipped candy apples. Of a place and happy time, our faces all aglow, as we pray to God for blessings on our Christmas time at home. Christmas time at home.
There she is, Queen of Bluegrass, here on the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas Show and Christmas Time at Home. I said we'd take a look at the history of Christmas. We know what the real history of Christmas is. It's when our Lord and Savior was born, and that's really why we need to celebrate Christmas, is because our Savior was born. At least this is the day that we pick, which is December the 25th. And we do have some Christmas classics that I know everybody would like to sing along with and hear those recordings in bluegrass. For instance, Frosty the Snowman. You know, I've watched that program on TV every year that I get the opportunity to do. And of course, it's about a snowman that is magically brought to life through a top hat. And the children just love Frosty. And of course, us older people love the show as well. It was a song that was actually written by Jack Rollins and Steve Nelson, first recorded by Gene Autry and the Cass County Boys in 1950. Now, it was written after the success of Gene Autry's recording of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which you'll hear in bluegrass coming up in just a little bit. But I wanted to mention that great classic, Frosty the Snowman. It was released December 14th of 1950 on Columbia Records by Gene Autry. We've got a great acoustic version of Frosty the Snowman from Dan Tominski. So let's get this song in here once again. Dan Tominski, Frosty the Snowman, on our very special Big Al Bluegrass Christmas show.
Frosty the Snowman was a happy, jolly soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you. Thumpity thump thump over the hills of snow. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop, and only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
There he is, Dan Tominski, Frosty the Snowman, here on the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas Show. Rounder Records came out with an album a few years ago called Old Christmas Tree, a bluegrass collection for the holidays. And one of the cuts on the album is called Call Collect on Christmas. Now, there's only one voice that I know that could really get down there and sing that song, and it's that great mountain voice of James King. So let's take a listen to this song, Call Collect on Christmas, and we're going to talk about some of the facts and worldly history of Christmas here in the United States and around the world. And we've got an email from Michigan that we want to tell you about as well. But right now, here's the song Call Collect on Christmas. Here is James King.
When I was just a boy, I started rambling. I left my mountain home and mother dear. She held me to her breast and she made one last request. Please call me on the phone once a year. Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. While I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. Son, I want to hear your voice on Christmas Day. I would call her. I'd tell her I'll be home for too long. But this year when I called, nobody answered there at all. And I knew right then something must be wrong. Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. While I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. Son, I want to hear your voice on Christmas Day. She tried to call the doctor. The way she lay, she was reaching for the phone. But in my heart, I knew that she had been reaching out for me, the one who went away and left her all alone. And don't forget to call collect Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. While I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. Son, I want to hear your voice on Christmas Day.
James King Band, Call Collect on Christmas. A great song for a voice like that to sing. We've got more coming up here on the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas Show, our very special Christmas show. If you'd like to, check out our website. We'd love to have you go over there and say hello to us. We got an email from Michigan. We'll tell you about coming up here in just a little while. And we're going to take a look at some of the interesting facts about Christmas. And then also, Don Reno and Red Smiley will tell us the true meaning of Christmas. So we've got another two or three segments to go yet here on that special Big Al Bluegrass Christmas. But drop by our website. That's BigAlRadio.com. Program always brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee, and 615 Entertainment Agency, also of Nashville, Tennessee, and Little Rock, Arkansas. We'll be back with more of our special acoustic and bluegrass Christmas here on the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas Show.